I had it in my mind that this would force Orlo to make a decision, but as soon as I explained it to him, he made a point that was embarrassingly obvious, once he had made it. The 3-day deadline was perfectly arbitrary, and hence the only sound approach was to brush it aside without any further mention. He called in Frau Landascher, who proposed that my friends be invited into the math and allowed to lodge here for as long as it might take to sort things out. This was shocking until I reminded myself that things were done differently here and that Landascher was beholden to no one except, possibly, the Dowment that owned Ekba. Then I felt sure that my 4 friends would have no interest in biding in such a place as this. But a couple of hours later, when I walked out of the gate and down to the souvenir shop to explain matters to them, they accepted unanimously and without discussion. That in itself made me a little nervous, so I accompanied them back to the cove and helped them strike camp, using the afternoon to provide them with a running lecture on mathic etiquette. I was especially worried that Ganeliel Crade would preach to them. But soon, beginning with Yule and spreading quickly to the others, they began to make fun of me for being so worried about this, and I realized that I had offended them. So I said nothing more until we got back to Orathena. Cord, Yule, Ganel, and Saman were let in through the gate and given rooms in a sort of guest lodge, set apart from the cloister, where they were allowed to keep gijas and other secular goods. Dressed in their extramuros garb, but without the gijas, they joined us at dinner and were formally toasted and welcomed by Frau Landascher. The next morning I rousted them early and led them down to the dig for a tour. Ganel looked as if he were having some sort of diolatrous epiphany, though in all fairness, I'd probably had a similar look on my face when Sewer Spry had taken me down there. I asked Saman if he had learned anything more about who was running Ekba, and he said, "Yes, and it's boring." Some burgher, just after the 3rd sack, had become an enthusiast for all things Orathenan. He was very rich, and so he had bought the island, and to run it, set up the foundation, complete with tedious bylaws that ran to 1,000 pages. It was meant to last forever, and so the bylaws had to cover every eventuality they could think of. Executive power lay in the hands of a mixed secular mathic board of governors, Saman explained, warming to the task, even as my attention was beginning to wander. So getting my friends squared away at Orathena distracted me for a couple of days. After that, I resumed my walks up the mountain with Orlo.